And welcome to Recruitment in the Modern World. This episode belongs to our occasional series of episodes for job hunters and candidates. In it, we discuss the idea of the self-presentation or personal branding. What is it? Why should we concern ourselves with it? And how should we go about defining a personal brand? So with me, I'm pleased to have Anthony Haynes, Communications Director for FJ Wilson Talent Services. Hi, Anthony.
Greetings, Sharon. Good to be here.
Excellent to have you. So let's start, shall we? We've just used the term personal branding. What are we talking about? Because I tend to run away from that.
Yeah, I think I dislike the term, to be honest, because it seems to kind of require you to look at yourself in a rather corporate way. And I don't think most people find that particularly attractive. But I think essentially we're talking about self-presentation. And especially what we're talking about is how to be consistent in the way that you present yourself and consistent in the messages that you give out about yourself.
That is so true. I definitely feel a lot more comfortable saying self-presentation. So why is self-presentation or personal branding worth attending to?
I think there are two answers. One is you have to go through a process of determining what your personal brand is. And that itself sharpens one's self-knowledge. And I think know thyself is a good injunction. It's good to have accurate self-knowledge. And then perhaps in a more major way, it then removes a lot of decision-making in situations. So I'll give you an example. You might have to write a profile of yourself for an online database or something, or for a conference program or something of that kind. And it takes all the decision-making out of that because you already know how you want to present yourself, what it is you want to say about yourself.
Absolutely. It sounds to me a bit like, you know, the elevator pitches that you have for business, but applying it to yourself. That really speaks to your authenticity, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
So getting to the hows, how should we go about it?
I'm going to pass on here a procedure that someone else taught me, and I'd love to pay credit to that person, but to be honest, it was some time ago, and I actually just don't remember who it was that taught me this. The first stage is to start by generating quite a long list. I mean, let's say a dozen or two dozen words that you associate with yourself and with your work. And in particular, I'm thinking of the words that capture the way you like to contribute to things. When you're working on a project or when you're in a meeting, whatever it is, how is it that you like to contribute? What kind of contribution do you make? And even more, how do you add value? You know, so at the end of a project, you look back at it and you think, well, that bit worked well because I did this. So that's the starting point, is to generate a sort of reasonably long list of candidate words and phrases. And then I think the next stage is to distill that down into just three words. What are the three key words? And it's important that those words offer a bit of a range and variety. I'll give you an example. As well as my work for FJ Wilson, I also work for my own company, Frontinus, and we do communication consultancy in engineering, infrastructure, and sustainability. So I could say my three words are engineering, infrastructure, and sustainability, but they're all the same kind of thing. You know, they're all defining the field we work in. So it doesn't really give a very rich picture.
Or speak to you.
Yeah. The way I get around that is to have different parts of speech. So typically I'll search for a noun and a verb and an adjective. And I find that when you put the three together, that tends to create a bit more of a richer picture.
Okay. Now I'm intrigued, Anthony. What are your three words? What's your adjective, noun, and verb?
Okay, well, I'll go through my three. I'm hoping we can persuade you to do the same for you as well. And reveal your three words. So my three words, the first one that always comes to mind for me is an adjective, which is pragmatic. Okay. And I just catch myself in virtually every project I'm working on when I think, well, how can I contribute? This word pragmatic goes through my mind. I'm not a perfectionist and I'm not a theoretician. I'm not only theoretical. I like to kind of think of workable things. Yeah. So that's my adjective. I think the noun is communication.
Okay.
For decades, I've worked a lot with a written word, and I think for a lot of that time, people would have actually said, no, writing is a word that applies to you. But I came over time to realise that I am very interested in writing, but I'm interested in it as a form of communication. And my main interest is actually communication in general, rather than merely writing. So that's my noun, communication. And then the verb. Well, I once went to a workshop run by Edward de Bono, now the late Edward de Bono, and he said intellectuals typically try and make things more and more complex, and he said, I like to make things more simple. And as soon as he said it, I thought, that's me. That's bang on. I like to simplify things. So my three words are pragmatic, communication, and simplify.
I think I couldn't agree more, knowing you.
And what about you then, Cheryl? I'm really intrigued to know your three words.
So this is an interesting one, and I'm definitely going to also put some more thought to it and probably update all my platforms now. But for me, just thinking about the feedback I get and what I bring to any project, is my adjective or first word would be reliable. Mm-hmm. So being sort mm-hmm. of safe pair of hands and saying what it is that I'm going to say. I suppose it could be tied into when you speak to being pragmatic, it's knowing what I can do.
And oh, yes. That yes.
I can be relied on, and especially yes. in a team as well, or having to lean on things myself. And then my noun, very similar to yours, is communication. Because I think in every project where I've been successful and continue to be successful is in communicating, whether it's with internal stakeholders, external stakeholders, managing expectations. There's so much power in, like you said, whether it's the written or the verbal, but understanding that, how that really does change the whole direction of the project, even if you think it might not be going the way you need it to go. Communication goes a long way.
Yes.
And then my verb, well, I did have execution down, and I thought, okay, executor, but probably not the right word to say. So it's definitely solutionizing and problem solving. It's about, you know, when you hit a roadblock, we can spend hours talking about why this is not going to happen and going round in circles. For me, it's about, okay, making sure we leave a meeting with a clear agenda and next steps. What is the solution? What are we going to do? And that's what drives me, finding solutions to anything, any challenge.
Well, I haven't fallen off my seat in amazement. I haven't thought, Cheryl doesn't seem to know herself at all. And I think the solutionising one's very interesting, because we've probably both met people who seem to delight in thinking about why things won't work.
Oh, the doomsday crew.
And so someone has to do something about that. Yeah. And I think communication's interesting. So maybe there's a reason why we've ended up working on the podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I enjoyed that. Thank you, Anthony. So once you've got your words, what do we then do with it?
Well, as I said earlier, it's partly about what you do with the words. Like you said, oh, I need to update my profiles now. But I think the really interesting thing is if you consistently put that picture forward in terms of the way you describe yourself, but also the type of contributions you make, you really want to get to a stage where other people just associate those words with you. So the ideal would be if I say, well, what do you think of this Cheryl Beckley person? And they say, well, of course, you know, she's really good in communication. And so that's the sort of ideal. Admittedly, it's setting the bar very high there, but that's the ideal we're working to. We want to get to a stage where other people kind of just know what our brand is.
Fantastic. So where can our listeners go to learn a bit more? Sort of, you know, there's lots of information out there about personal branding, but where's a really good place find out more?
It's interesting, if you Google personal branding, you'll find there's a mass of stuff, and a lot of the stuff I've read I don't like very much. I mean, some of it sort of assumes that you're a very high status person already, and that, you know, so they give you examples of sort of Barack Obama, and you think, well,
I'm so glad you said that.
That's a bit of a stretch. You know, and some of them tend to assume, because it's quite a trendy idea, that you're in a trendy sector like tech or entrepreneurship or something. And there's also a lot of people particularly people who are running search engine optimization services, say you should think about SEO. And I'm actually in two minds about that. I get the logic that you would want to think about how searchable the words that you come up with are. But it's very easy to get seduced by that. And then you come up with a word really because it features strongly in terms of search engine optimization rather than because it's the right word for you. And that's not a good thing to do. So I think really I come down on the side of saying actually don't think about SEO. But the resource I found, which I do like, it's a very simple resource. It's quite a short article, actually, and it's on Medium. It's written by Angie Wakefield. The article is Why You Should Use Three Words to Create Your Personal Brand. So obviously, we'll put the link into the show notes.
Excellent. And I know exactly where I'm headed to after this episode. thank you very much, Anthony. You turned something which I always find very daunting in personal branding into a fun experience with an action point for me to go and check out Andy Wakefield's article. So thank you once again.
Thank you, Shara. It's been fun to discuss it. Thank you.
And so just before we finish up, so you are Communications Director of FJ Wilson Talent Services. What does the company offer?
Well, we offer recruitment services, not in a general way, in a specialist way. So the market we serve are clients who are membership bodies or learning providers or awarding bodies. Hmm. And we also don't cover the whole spectrum of roles. We deal with professional roles from mid-level up to senior level. A lot of the roles we deal with have job titles like, head of or director of, that type of job.
And where can listeners go to find out a bit more?
Very simple. If you go to our website, which is simply fjwilson.com. And the phone number is displayed there, but I'll give the phone number as well. It's 0203-195-3600.
Great. Thank you, Anthony. And thank you to our listeners. And please do join us for the next episode of Recruitment in the Modern World. The music for this episode comes courtesy of the composer, Harry Chalmers.